Here's a sign that the construction boom is slowing. The line of men waiting for a free, warm meal on Roosevelt Avenue in Queens keeps getting longer. The men, nearly all of them Latino, say they are struggling to find work. WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez has more.
With the almost constant roar of the 7 train above them, dozens of day laborers wait single file on the sidewalk of busy Roosevelt Avenue in Queens. It's late, nearly 10 p.m., and the large group is hard to miss, even while hidden in the shadow of the train. Many are bundled up in hooded sweatshirts and denim jackets. Bottles of beer likely make it easier for some to endure the chilly night. Most would only give their first name, like Wilbur from Peru. He says the men here, including himself, will do any type of job, from construction to cleaning. But lately, work is only coming 2 or 3 times a week. And with that, he says, you can't support yourself, much less pay the rent and all your other bills. So, he says, they have no other choice but to come here and wait for food. Wilbur says many people are starting to leave New York, and not just Peruvians are going home. He says those from Mexico and Ecuador are leaving too. As for him, he says he will keep on struggling through. There's no other choice. Several others said the same thing, including Giovanni, a young-looking 35-year-old from Colombia. Wearing a backpack and a baseball hat, he looked more like a student than a construction worker. He thinks people are going to wait out the bad economy. And now, with the change of presidents, he says people have a new hope. But, he agrees, it's a struggle right now. And Ricardo López from Mexico predicts things are only going to get worse. He says winter is coming, and that's when jobs will become even more scarce. Work is irregular for López, and when he gets it, he says contractors are wanting to pay him less. He says the going rate used to be $100 a day, and now it's down to $80. A truck packed with coolers and large thermoses eventually arrives, and the line begins to move. The men grab a bagel, a small styrofoam container with a fork poking out, and a steaming cup of hot chocolate or black coffee. Tonight's meal, chicken and rice with pasta. Jorge Munoz, a small man wearing sneakers and jeans, has been feeding these men for about 4 years.
Have you been seeing more people come out lately?
Yes. 2 months ago, it was around 60. Now it goes up to 80. I got maybe 3 days. One was 93, 94, and 102 one day.
What do? You talk to the men? Do you know what's bringing them out more these days?
It's the economy right now. The economy is a lot of competition in the street. There's so many day laborers everywhere.
Munoz is a school bus driver by day, and he relies on his salary plus a few small donations from family and friends to buy the food. This all started, he said, when he was inspired to find a way to use all the food being thrown out at one of his old jobs.
And then from that, the ideas born, and I was hanging around here and see a lot of people. So I just go to them and ask them if they want to eat something. And say, yes, okay. So I tell them, wait for me, I'm going to start to bring food to them.
Tonight, he's a few meals short and offers a bag of chips and pieces of bread to those who came too late.
No sé, ah, vea, quedan estos doritos si quiere, vea. Quedan doritos. Ahí, mire, busque a ver si hay pan ahí.
And one final check of the garbage finds one of his meals only partially eaten. He takes it out and puts it aside for one more hungry man. As the economy worsens, Munoz says he will try his best to keep up.
I hope I can still make it.
For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.